Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalmi's column Daf Nun Ches, and we are starting right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah with the words Kol Roiken V'Chulu, and the answer is Daf. It's all the way at the end of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Riyakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah said Kol Roiken V'Chulu that all spittle or saliva that's found in Yerushalayim is tahar. That's because people of Yerushalayim are tahar, except for the Shukha El Yoin. And we had explained in the Mishnah why that is. Here the Gemara speaks it out. Befei Rosh Rav Oven says Rishim Rishim and Levi. Why is it that Roik in the Shukha El Yoin is tamei? That's because Ksan Shal Gaim Hayasham there was non-Jewish launderers there, and the Chamei Takana, the non-Jews are considered like Zavim, therefore their spit, their saliva, their Reich is Tamei. Now Ruchini says a different reason, why were there non-Jews in this upper Shuk? Because a Reich is Hayu Neichon B'Yushalayim, they would spear wild donkeys there, and a Reich is a wild donkey, Neichon means to spear, and they'd basically be killing these wild donkeys in order to supply their lions that were part of their circus with meat, as that's why there's non-Jews there. Now as a side point, the other Rugalim people would come up for Egel, they'd be up until their knees in blood because of these wild donkeys, and they came in front of the Chamim, they never told him anything, they never said there's an issue that they're Tamei. Now we just go back to the first answer, Roshim Bar Abba says, Roshim Ruchanina, cousin Shogayim Hayasham. Now we get into a whole discussion about the blood of a carcass of an Avela, and whether or not it is Metame other things like the Basar, like the meat. So Rav Simon says, Roshim Roshim and Levi, Meiser appeared to Shul Beis Rebbe, there was a story with a mule from Rebbe's house, Shemesa died, Vitiru as Dameham Yishim Nevela, and they were Metaherod's dam because of Nevela. They said that this dam, the blood of this dead mule, does not give over Tuma like the Nevela, like the carcass of the animal itself. Up until how much blood are you saying is not metame? And he didn't respond to him. So Shalor Bishim and Levi, and Amalei told him, Ad Revi is tahar, Yarsimikan tame. Up until Revi is of blood is tahar, but more than that is tame. And this is going Sheets Rabbi Yehuda in the understanding of machlekes between Beisham and Beis Hillel. Usually we know the Beis Hillel is mekel, but in this he's machmir, the dam nevela is metame like it's basar. And Rabbi Yehuda explains, really it's Rabbi Yehuda explains that a Revi is of dam of the animal, when it congeals and it becomes hard, it contracts down to the size of a kezias, and we know that a kezias of meat of an avela is metame, and so we see this chumra in Shitas Beis Hillel, that a revius of blood of an avela is going to metame like it's basar. Now going back to our Gemara, Ubashler Belazar, Reb Lazar got upset, Deloy Chazal Reb Simon Shmuasa, the Reb Simon wasn't one who responded to him, and he had to go to Reb Shua Ben Levi. The Chazal Beis on top continues his causes, Rebivi Hava Yosef Masni Hadin Uvda, Rebivi said over this story of this mule that died in Rebbe's house, and Amalei Reb Yitzchak Rebisna asked him, Ad revius tahar yersim ikein tamei? Is it up until revius blood of an avela is tahar, but more than that it's tamei? And ubat bay. Now literally bat would mean to kick him. He didn't actually physically kick him. It just means he kind of pushed him aside and didn't answer him. So Amalei Reb Zreikon asked him, begin to have a shal lacha ad bat bay, because he asked you a question, also you're going to push him aside and not answer him? Amalei so explained to him, begin to have his daiti be, it's just because my mind is not settled on me. I don't have yishav adas. I'm not properly settled and calm to be able to answer this question. And why is that? The Amar Ruchanan said as follows, quoting a pasuk from the Teichacha, and life will hang in balance. What's this referring to? This is a person who buys his wheat for the year, so even though he does have a food supply for quite a long time, he's still not 100% certain about life, because at the end of the day he does have a limited supply. Now the Teichacha continues, you're going to fear night and day, which is a much more intense anxiety. This is referring to a person who buys from a sitki, that's the middleman, that's a person who buys wheat or flour in small amounts, so he's much more nervous because he really has a very limited supply. And then the pasuk tells us, you're not going to trust in your life, which is obviously very extreme. This is somebody who buys from the baker. He has to go every single day to buy bread, so he doesn't know what's going to be with tomorrow. That's very frightening from a stability standpoint. I rely on this baker, and so I'm not settled, and that's why I know Yishev Adas to be able to answer him. The Gemara asks, my kedain, bottom line is, what's the psak? We have blood of an avela. What do we do with it? Is it tami or tar? Up until how much? And the answer is, hey, that the blood of Nevelis is tahar. Now the question is, ma'utar, what does it mean, blood of Nevelis is tahar? And the havamina is that tar melahachshir, that it's tar in regards to being machshir other things. We know that in order for food to become tamei, it has to be able to mushal the kawatoma, be prepared to be makawatoma, and that becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, blood being one of them. As we're understanding right now, that Rav Shimon B'Seir is telling us that dam Nevelis is tahar, that means it's tar melahachshir. If his blood of Nevelis touches something else, it's not machshir of makawatoma, hal tama is metamei, but it is able to be metamei something else that already was mushal the kawatoma, or something doesn't need hachshir. However, the Gemara asks on that, Tamat Tanino, and over there we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Meseches Machshirin, it tells as follows, Tama Sharetz, the blood of a Sharetz, Metame Kibsari, is Metame like its flesh, which means Metame Ve'ene Machshir, that it's Metame, but it's not Machshir, and Ve'ene Lonu Kiyotzebai, we don't have anything like that. So I could explain Rishu and Mesera as saying that Dam Nevelis is Tahar, meaning it's Tar Mela Hachshir, but it is Metame. This Mishnah that we just quote from Meseches Machshirin says that Dam Sharetz is the only thing that does that. The Gemara says, no, it's misunderstood. When we say Ve'ene Lonu Kiyotzebai, that means sheer tumasai, that there's nothing like dam sheretz regarding its sheer of tuma, because we know that a sheretz itself is metame bicha adasha, which is the size of a lentil that's very tiny, and its blood is going to be metame with that amount as well. That's the chedesh. Aval damai metame kibsarai, but its dam is metame kibsarai. Now Amar Yosef tells us manda amar tame, the one who holds the blood of vela is tame, krib Yehuda, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, and manda amar tar, the one who holds the tar, krib Shuv Mesera, that's like Rabbi Shuv Mesera tells us. And Rabbi Yehuda Nechusa, Rabbi Yehuda Nechusa said to him, Vyas is a correct shot that Rabbi Yehuda is metame, because de Rabbi Yehuda mor yana de bein nasiya hava, that's proper girsa, Rabbi Yehuda, he was the paisek of the nasi's house. And what was the case that we had brought before? That Rabbi Yehuda hanasi, so that's the nasi's house, had a mule that died. Epsak was at its dam is tar, but only up until a revius. Once we hit more than a revius, it's metame, and that's coming from Rabbi Yehuda, who was the paisek of the nasi's house. So we see this is good to explain in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We can explain the Mishnah Shabbat and Tameim. This is really going on a little bit later stage where we said that in the Shukah Elyon, any reik that was found there was tame. So the question is, like Amar Avob Shem Riyas Mechanina, didn't he say as follows, Loi Gazer al Reikin Shabushalayim, that there was no gzera whatsoever on any reik found in Yerushalayim? So how are we able to say that those found in the Shukah Elyon are tame, even though there are Tameim that hang out there? It's still only a suffix if you find reik there. And since there wasn't this gzera on reik in Yerushalayim, since it's a suffix Toma in Rosh Hashanah, it should be tahar. So my answer is no. Itmar Alei was already stated on this. Rav Avin says B'shem Rishu ben Levi, Ktsar and Shalgayim Hayashan, there were non-Jewish launderers there. So actually, majority, Rav of Reikin found in the Shukah Elyon were Tameh, and therefore, even though there wasn't a Gzera on Reikin Yerushalayim, at least in the Shukah Elyon, we know for sure that it is Tameh. And we can explain this, B'shem Mas Hashana, throughout the rest of the year, Tameh Mahachan Shibayles, the Tameh would walk Shibayles, which means Be'emtza Hashvil, in the middle of the path, Matahar Mahachim Natsad, and the Tahirim, they'd go on the side. Now we have a little bit of a Girsa flip with words, Tameh Mahachim Stam, the Tameh, they would just walk regular wherever they wanted to, that the Hirim Imrim Lahem Praishu, and the Tahirim would say, stay away, keep distant from us so that you're not Matameas. Now, B'shasu Regel, when it's Yomtev during Shalosh Regalim, Hatahirim Malchin Shibayles, the Tahirim, they walk in the middle of the path, the Tameim Malchim Natsad, and the Tameim, they walk on the side, and here also we have a little bit of a word switch, Hatahirim Malchin Stam, the Tahirim, they could walk plain, Vatameim Imrim Lahem Praishu, and the Tameim are the ones that say, stay away from us because we're Tamei. We continue the Mishnah that said, Kol Kim Tsoim Machulu, this is talking about going down towards the Mikvah, any Kalim that were found on the path down towards the mikvah are assumed to be tamei. Once again, we have the same question. There's no gzera on kalim in Yerushalayim, and that all kalim are assumed to be tahar. So just because you found it on the path down to the mikvah, that doesn't mean that it's tamei. Even if it's a safek, it's safek tomer shasurabim, so it's tahar. And the answer is that no. Since it's found on the way down to the base of tefila, down to the mikvah, that's a chacha. That's like a proof. It's almost 100% certain that it's tamei. Because what else is it doing on that pathway on the way down to the mikvah? It must be that it's tamei. Continuing with the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael Emor Kulin Tahirin, he had said that all kalim that are found, even on the path down to the mikvah, are assumed to be tahar, except for two different kalim, a basket and a shovel that's meant for digging graves or transporting bones, because then you know for sure that they're tamei. And there's actually another Gersa in the Mishnah using the word meritza, which is some sort of hammer that's meant for crushing stones, that's also part of the grave digging process. And if that kli was found on the way down to the base of tefillah, so it's tamei as well. So we just discuss his word. Abishal hayakaira oison tzipiren. Abishal would call it a tzipiren. This meritza, this hammer thing, he called it a tzipiren. Now, manda amr tzipiren, the one who called it tzipiren, why is that? Shu daimel tzipiren, because it's like a nail. It's sharp at its end, or according to some, it's smooth at its end like a nail, and so that's why it's called tzipiren. Whereas manda amr meritza, the reason why we call meritza is shehi meritza as a evan lebeis akvaris, because it literally crushes stones in the beis akvaris, helping dig graves. And lastly, nuntas amr alf on the top, we had said nimsis kshur v'chulu, this is going in the last end of the Mishnah regarding the shechita knife and a kaifetz, a meat cleaver that was found erev Pesach, and whether or not we could assume that it was ready nitba on the mikvah and it could be used right now, or should we wait another day? And the Mishnah concluded by saying that if the kaifetz, if the meat cleaver was tied to the shechita knife, then it has the same din as the shechita knife. Now we have a braisa teaching us the flip side of the halacha, tani hasak and kshur olai harezu kamaisa. If the shechita knife was tied to the kaifetz, so then the shechita knife is like the kaifetz. It all depends on what is tied to what, and it's apparent from the way that it's tied which one is the main thing and what's the secondary thing tied to it. But whatever that secondary thing is, it takes on the din of the main thing. So if it's a sakin tied to the kaifetz, it's like the kaifetz, and if it's the kaifetz tied to the sakin, so then it's like the sakin. We're gonna stop here for the day. Epic up tomorrow with halacha beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.